Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Again, we have another week of videos that I believe are going to help bless you and cause you to open up your mind and your heart to a more expanded, tangible relationship with God. Remember, everything about the bookends. What are the bookends? Well, Genesis to Revelation. They're the bookends. Everything about the bookends, Genesis and Revelation, shows us that we will be very much in touch with God from our spirit and our flesh. And so even the new flesh over in the book of Revelations, there's nothing about that that doesn't have contact with God. Most importantly, Genesis and Revelation shows us that spiritually we were made to be connected to God. And that connection was supposed to be real. That's the first thing that we really want to develop in these videos. The second thing is faith becomes very real when God is also very real. And the third thing is sharing your testimonies with others. And so as we always have done in the past, we'll do again. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 to 30 in the Message Bible says, and Jesus resumed talking, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Notice in that passage, it's an invitation from Jesus to learn the relationship with the Father the same way that he learned the relationship with the Father. So we take our P's and Q's from Jesus, and of course we can see woven throughout the rest of the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament. We can also see little keys, but you can certainly see that there is a theme going throughout the Bible, and that is God always desired to be real to his people. And so today we're talking again about one of the vital keys, and that is recognition of God, or God becoming aware to you. And so this is very important and very necessary for us to continue down these roads. Okay, so I'm going to go back over some verses we've actually seen before, but I'm going to read these here in John chapter 16 in verse 7. And we know that Jesus here is describing this relationship that he has, a believer has, with the Holy Ghost. And so what he says is, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And then it goes on even further to say, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. Well, let's go back to verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. Why? Because if I don't go away, I'm not going to be able to send the Comforter to you. Okay. Well, as we look in the ministry of Jesus, you can see that Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. So everything about the relationship with Christ is necessary for us to become the exact representation of Jesus. Now, on one hand, you have the principle, and then on the other hand, you have the outworking of that principle. You have the legal side and you have the vital side. The legal side, through redemption in the shed blood of Christ, we are every bit just like Jesus. That's what God did. He made sure before Jesus came out of the grave that every single thing necessary for the human race to become just like Christ, once they accept the work that Jesus did for them, was put into Jesus, so that once you're joined to Christ, everything about Jesus now flows into you. That's why greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I like to say it this way, greater is he that is in you than you. In other words, the greatest part of you is him, is Jesus. And so God made sure that that was a prerequisite. Now, the vital side is how you walk in that. So we see with Jesus even, and there's some scriptures that are just tremendous and wonderful, for instance, like 1 John 1:1-4. And this is a passage of scripture that John relates to us to encourage us. And of course, I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again more thoroughly right now. It goes on to say, verse 1, we saw him with our very own eyes. We gazed upon him and heard him speak. Our hands actually touched him, the one who was from the beginning, the living expression of God. This life giver was made visible and we have seen. We testify to this truth. The eternal life giver lived face to face with the Father and has now dawned upon us. So we proclaim to you that we have seen and heard about this life giver so that we may share and enjoy this life together. For truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, the Anointed One. We are writing these things to you because we want to release to you our fullness of joy. Well, praise the Lord, through this wonderful spiritual connection that we have with Christ, we can also enjoy this. Now, there's a little bit of a twist to this, and that is John is relating to how they, before they were born again, how they related to Jesus, which is just nothing but the generosity of God who loved his creation so much, knowing that they were spiritually not awake. They were spiritually separated. So they were not cognitive spiritually to the things that we have the potential of being aware of. And so in that day, what did the Father do with Jesus? He allowed Jesus to come and live inside of a human body. This is what John is describing. Now, this would be very mean, in a sense, if you think that John is describing that we should be encouraged because he was able to see Jesus in the flesh. And we're like, well, he's not living among us in the flesh anymore. He's living among us through the Spirit who now has become one spiritual being with our spirit. Better said, we have become one spiritual being with the Holy Spirit. Now, to most people, this would not be an advantage. It would not be a progression forward in a relationship with God to go from being able to relate to Jesus and touch him and see him and handle him and hear him, like John is describing, to the place of now Jesus is no longer in a physical body on the earth. He is in heaven in his earthly body, and we now dwell with the Holy Spirit. Most people would think we got the raw end of the deal. But we didn't. For John to encourage us this way and say, our joy now, we want to become your joy. The reason why it is real to us is because the truth of the matter is, it is an advantage to us that Jesus has gone to be with the Father and that he sent the Holy Ghost. Because the realest part of you, the most real part of you, the greatest part of you is your spiritual being that also possesses a soul and lives in a body. Remember, the body was nothing. It was a shell until God breathed Adam and the soul that Adam possessed into that body. Once Adam and the soul, in other words, once the spirit called Adam and the soul that was attached to Adam were breathed into that body became alive. Adam stood up and he was able not only to recognize this world that we live in called an earthly existence from an earthly point of view, a tangibility of the flesh and the world, but he was able to see God fully, hear God fully, touch God fully from his spirit, which was alive unto God in the spirit. And that's the connection that meant the most. That connection, your spirit to God, is the reason why there should be nothing wrong with your body, and your mind should be very extremely submitted to your spirit, not your body. Now, we've all grown up, you know, with a consciousness of this world and, you could say, the mentalities of this world. I know our parents did their very best, and we as parents did our very best for our children, but we probably gave our children a bit of, and maybe possibly a lot of, a fleshly, worldly perspective on how to think. Your thinking processes were always supposed to have been educated through your spiritual connection to God, so that mentally you would look at life through the spiritual connection, and then your body would be the tag along or would follow along, would say yes, sir, to, we are going to run. Yes, sir. We are going to lift our hands and praise the Lord. Yes, sir. And the body would no longer become tired because the body would be energized by the Spirit. You know, it is what it is, folks. And if I'm sharing this and it's truth, and it is, then this is the number one way we're supposed to relate to God. So when you see this, I want you to believe with me, even if it's hard for you to do because of how connected your body is to the flesh and how much your body wants to rule your spirit, because your mind literally is convinced that if some sickness comes to your body and you feel it and your body doesn't like those feelings, that you must be sick. No, there will be weapons formed against us, but they will not prosper. We live in this world, but we're not of it. And when I said earlier, if your spiritual connection is real and alive, how can there be anything wrong with the body? In other words, we don't turn lights on, even in this study. I didn't turn the lights on. To be honest with you, I did not look at the lights once they were on. The lamp behind me, I didn't inspect it, because when I turned the switch on, the light came on, and I knew that that light would do what it was supposed to do. Okay, well, the only time I actually have a problem is when the light bulbs either burn out, go out, start to flicker, something begins to happen, and everything gets dark. At that moment, I've got to do a diagnostic and find out what happened to the power. Why is there a problem from the power to the light bulb? Is the light bulb burned out and that's the reason why? Now, if only one burned out in this room, I'd say that's possibility. What if they all went out? Well, now I'm looking at a greater disconnect to electricity, which means, is there something wrong with a fuse in my house? So now, what if I look around and every other light bulb is on in the other rooms of the house, but the study has gone off? I'm going to go to the fuse box and I'm going to look down and find study, and I'm going to see if I can wiggle that little fuse knob, because if I can, that means it's not connected. Something caused it to trip. So I'm going to pull it over to the right. I'm going to push it back over to the left. Boom, it's going to be on and these lights are going to come back on. What if I do that and nothing happens? Well, then something more serious has taken place and I probably need an expert. Amen. So my point is, I'm not paying attention to the manifestation of light when it's pretty obvious that the manifestation of light is being fueled by not only electricity, but the connections are good because the light is on. I only start paying attention to those connections when the light doesn't come on. See, if your body is not working like it ought to be, there's something about the spiritual connection which gives you life that is not working in a full degree. So what is it that's taking place? What part of doubt and unbelief have we gotten over into? Is there an attack upon our body and we can just stand in that wonderful connection that we have? Then we begin to do a little bit of a diagnostic. Why? What has taken advantage of us? Because if we are in Christ, then we are. And weapons try to be formed against us, but they will not prosper. Then what gives that weapon the right to be formed against us? Come on, these are really interesting thoughts, and I'm not supposed to actually get into all this because I'm trying to get through what we're talking about here and just give God praise and thanks, you know, for everything that he's doing and continuing to do through these videos to bring us to a closer connection. And all this is good, but let me read the next couple of passages. Hebrews 1:3, you'll love this, and this is all in the Passion Translation. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor, the exact expression of God's true nature, his mirror image. Why would we read verses like this? Because Jesus is the representative to God that shows us how to have a relationship with him. So when we watch things that actually make sense through the ministry and life of Jesus, you can apply that directly to your life. And those are the keys and those are the things that'll help you to step over into a relationship like Jesus did, where the Father is extremely real. Amen. We go on further to say, he holds the universe together and expands it in the mighty power of his spoken word. That's pretty awesome. That means your spoken word also carries mighty power and can bring change. Amen. He accomplished for us the complete cleansing of sin and then took his seat at the highest throne at the right hand of the Majestic One. Thank God there's nothing like sin that's standing in the way of you receiving from your Father God. Amen. He already wiped the sin problem away. Unless you don't believe that and you consider yourself to be incomplete, unable to receive from the Lord, insufficient, feeling a little bit like you're under the weather. Oh, Lord God, I've just done all these horrible things wrong. Well, listen, we were in a horrible state before we were ever saved. How in the world did you get God to immediately, upon your asking him to come into your life and into your heart, how did you get him to manifest that salvation in your life? Unless he really did remove all of our sins, past, present, and future, 2,000 years ago, so that the response of our heart toward him in love and embracing his victory towards us manifests that victory right here, right now, with nothing else in the way. The next passage of scripture, you'll like this, Colossians 1:16, passage translation says, "For in him was created the universe of things, both in the heavenly realm, on the earth, all that is seen and all that is unseen, every seat of power, realm of government, principality, and authority. It all exists through him and for his purpose." Aren't you thankful Jesus created all these things? And in his creation of all these things, he did so that man could walk in a place of divine authority and blessing and connection with God that is so unbroken that the same results Jesus enjoyed on this earth, we get to enjoy, and even more so because he raised us up to sit together with him in heavenly places. Come on, we're building on something right now called the recognition of God. In the next session, we're going to even bring it down even closer. So, hey, how about a grace story? Does God like kind of doing things for you? I wonder if he does. And so anyhow, my daughter, my oldest one, I allowed her to take my car, which was a really good car. It was a Mazda 6 2017, only had 40,000 miles on it. Those cars, you know, just put oil in them and do their checkups regularly, and they'll run, you know, a couple hundred thousand, if not more. They're just really wonderfully dependable cars. And she was going out to California, so she's not going to be in a lot of weather. You know, it'll just be pretty constant temperature, sometimes hot, but nevertheless, a really good car. And so I let her just assume the payments, which were really low. And so that's her car now. Well, we needed something. And so I've just been believing God, you know, for the right type of vehicle. And we're going to get a truck. The first time Jim's ever had a truck in his entire life. And, you know, I didn't even know what to do with a truck. And so tomorrow at 12:30, the guy's going to spend probably about 35 minutes trying to show me everything about a truck. Now, those of you who are truck, you know, owners and users for years, you're probably laughing at me because there's probably not too much about a truck. But nonetheless, I wanted to get, you know, a lease, and so I wanted it to be at a particular level, you know, and I was willing to pay a little more, but I'm still wanting to, all right, you get the picture. Well, right now is not the time to buy a vehicle. 30% higher on used vehicles, you've got to be kidding, and they're even raising the sticker price on brand new vehicles, even when you're leasing them. So as far as I was concerned, I found the vehicle that I wanted. You know, it's a Chevy. I don't know. Some of you are Ford people, I'm sure, or Toyota people, whatnot, Dodge people. But this was a Chevy Colorado, and I didn't get it just because the name is Colorado and I live in Colorado. I like the design of it. Nonetheless, you couldn't get one. They're all waiting on chips. And so I saw one in the lot that happened to be someone that worked as an employee, and he was leasing that vehicle, and it literally had everything on it, and it looked the part of exactly what I wanted. Had the exact color, some steel type of gray color, which was really nice. And so I even asked the salesman, I said, "Can you ask your guy if he wants to, like, maybe get out of the lease, and I'll just assume the lease, you know?" And so he asked him today, and the guy said, "No, I'm really liking it. I'm fine with the lease." And so I just said, "Well, I'm just calling you back just to make sure of everything." He called me back in 30 seconds. Well, what had happened was he told me the other day they are getting one here this week, but it's a pre-purchased one from a man that put down a down payment. Well, when it came in, the man had changed his mind like that and wanted a black one instead of the steel gray. So he's going to wait for the black one to come. And in 30 seconds after hung up the phone, the salesman named Seth gives me a call back and says, "We've got the very one you want." Well, isn't that just something? I'll tell you what, it was a lucky day for Jim Hockaday. I'll tell you what, he's just so lucky. What a coincidence. Or maybe there's somebody that likes me. You know what I mean? God not only loves you, he really likes you. And I hope this is meaning something to you as I endeavor to close this session. But that's grace all the way. And I was able to get it for the exact price where I was trusting that I could for the lease. And so it's just going to work out so perfectly. And we're heading out on Saturday, so I can't pick it up until I come back. But that's totally okay, too. We'll get the insurance put on it. I know I'm rambling, but I want to just show you that these little tiny things are the way that you can become extremely confident that the same way you need God to touch somebody. I'm getting in a place of prayer here in a little bit for a lady that's in a situation. And oh, I know he's going to touch her. I've already told them, get ready for change to take place. Well, what would make you feel that way? Well, I've got the Bible first and foremost as my authority that shows me that God will answer our prayer and that we are connected to God. You know, abide in me as you abide in me, abide in my word, abide in me. Well, the word abide means to stay continually connected. And that's what we do all day long. And what's going to happen when you ask, he's going to receive. Amen. That my Father would be glorified. So the Bible shares that with me. But then my relationship, knowing that God's real, shares that with me. But you know what else? My testimonies on a regular basis. Do you know for God to cause that car to become my car, that guy to change his mind and want a black one instead of the one color that I actually wanted? Do you know that's not just a happenstance? That's God's working on my behalf. Do you know if he'll work on behalf for that car? How much more would he work on behalf for a prayer to be answered for someone's body to be set free and released? I'm going to leave it right there until next time. You can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us or go to the YouTube channel called Adventures in Grace and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. And then we'd love to hear your testimonies at jhmi@jimhockaday.com. And you can find that at jimhockaday.com website. And you can go to the email and email us and let us know. Until the next time, they're all going to get better and better. And you're going to just keep coming alive more and more as God becomes real to you. God bless you.